The electronic vaccination data system that has been put together by the Department of Health to encourage you to sign up, indicating readiness to be vaccinated with the COVID-19 vaccine as from the 17th of May, only has just under 500,000 people over the age of 60 registered for it. That's out of a potential population of 5.43 million people. How do we get more South Africans to sign up? Ian Rieder is a chartered marketer and persuasion scientist. Ian, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me.
Why do you think we've had such a slow uptake from South Africans as far as registering to get a vaccine?
Well, you know, I think the first thing as marketers is that we have to do is do research. And, you know, I haven't actually done a scientific research project, but I know enough 60-year-olds to know that there's a lot of myth out there about the vaccine. And I think one of the first things we need to do is educate these 60-year-olds. You know, I just did a little bit of research in my own neighborhood, and there's all sorts of things putting people off taking the vaccine, you know. So there's I think education is one of the first things you're going to have to do, but you're going to have to ask and find out per segment. In other words, people in my area, why don't they want to take it? People in a different area, highly religious people, don't want to take it for different reasons. So I think there's a lot of myth out there. I mean, it's for free, and if we look at the statistics of getting sick, you know, getting COVID, dying from COVID versus getting sick from taking the actual vaccine or dying from the vaccine. It's just absolutely ridiculous.
It's certainly one of the things that came out when there was a suspension of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine rollout to healthcare workers following a decision by the FDA in the United States, because six people had a severe case of thrombosis or blood clotting. One person, I think, going on to die there. All the scientists we spoke to during that time saying that the benefit to taking the vaccine far outweighs any of the dangers and the potential side effects that obviously will be as devastating as that. I suppose in some way we have been spoiled by the healthcare workers, right, who have queued up often for hours waiting to be vaccinated as part of this Isonka trial, and we assumed that fellow South Africans will follow suit.
Yes, absolutely. But the I think the frontline medical workers know the severity of what it looks like when you get COVID and when you get hospitalized. They're also closer to the medical experts. And there's a lot of trust there when it comes to the statistics. For example, if we just take America, if you're 75 years or older, you've got a 78,000-time chance of dying from COVID versus getting the vaccine. If you're 65 years of age in the States, you are 21,000 times more likely to die from getting COVID versus taking the vaccine. Now, medical people understand statistics, and they buy into that. They're hearing it from the horse's mouth. They're seeing it versus Joe Bob blogs. You know, the public are listening to their friends. I mean, you've got a 33 times higher chance of dying from being struck by lightning. 33 times higher chance of being struck by lightning in America versus taking the vaccine. You know, so I think the most important thing is education. And education by whom? You know, as a marketer, you're not going to be listening to certain people. You want to listen to people that you really, really trust. You know, and so, you know, if you look at my demographic, I'm going to trust a certain celebrity who's going to be educating me, and somebody else might absolutely not trust that same person. So I think the solution to this is education, and education by people that you really, really trust. You know, I think these people literally need to be hired, you know, and educated, and then they need to start educating publicly. That's where I would start.
Medical aid companies, obviously out of interest for their members, have started doing some of that communication. So I've been receiving quite a number of communication from Discovery. We are with Discovery Health at Prime Media Broadcasting, and that has been helpful. Because if you're not going to trust the minister and the scientists that he rolls out once every 6 weeks or so, at least find that portal of information that you'll be able to trust as far as information is concerned. Ian Reeder, thank you very much indeed for your time and your reflections today. Education is key in order for us to get more South Africans to sign up for the electronic vaccination data system. As of the 26th of April, just under 500,000 citizens aged 60 years and older had signed up for the EVDS. We need to get that number ramped up as quickly as possible.